Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by TiVo. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, coming to you from Levi's Stadium up in beautiful Santa Clara, California. And I just wanted to pop on here and give you guys a quick update on all things San Francisco 49ers from the second week of OTAs. I will start with, of course, the big news of the week in that Brock Purdy was able to have his first throwing session, and general manager John Lynch said on SiriusXM that he was very encouraged by the session. Brock Purdy seems to be at the very least on schedule, if not maybe a little bit ahead of schedule. As I mentioned last week, Kyle Shanahan said that he expects the 49ers to have Brock Purdy available week one of the season. Time will tell on that, but certainly very encouraging development for San Francisco. The local media had the opportunity to speak to some of the assistant coaches on Thursday, and quarterbacks coach Brian Greasy talked a lot about Brock. He talked a lot about Trey Lance, talked about Sam Darnold. Just to give you a few highlights with Brock Purdy, he said he's played a lot of football. He has a very even-keeled demeanor. He went through a lot of things, and for him to be able to go into a huddle of Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, and be so commanding and play at such a high level and mentally and emotionally really stay so even was a testament to Brock Purdy. He said he can and needs to improve in a number of areas, but obviously, as with everybody else in the organization, was extremely happy with what he saw in Brock Purdy last season, said he can't wait to get him healthy and back out on the field, but really so much praise for the young quarterback. He talked about Trey Lance, and he said something that I thought was very interesting. He said, with everything that Trey Lance went through last season, and this is something that I actually asked Trey Lance about last week, about his mental and emotional state, and that he's really been through so much in his young career. And I asked Trey about that and asked him what he does to take care of that. And he said he has talk to someone. He leans on his family. He leans on his friends, but that he has talked to someone because it is a lot and you have to take care of yourself and learn how to deal with that. And sometimes I think we forget just how young these guys are. And Brian Greasy made the comment that, of course, everything that he went through with the injury, et cetera, brought him down, but he didn't let it keep him down. And I thought that was a really great statement. And that was Sam Darnold. He felt like the 49ers are really the perfect place to help Sam Darnold be the quarterback that everybody thought he potentially could be. So it sounds like, and it's been pretty clear, it sounds like Brock Purdy will be QB1, and the 49ers are hoping that starts week one. So it is the battle for the backup quarterback between Trey Lance and Sam Darnold. Week one, we saw a lot of Trey Lance getting first team reps. more first team reps at week two, at least what we, the media, saw when we were here for Sam Darnold. But Kyle Shanahan was really clear that they were going to be splitting those and going back and forth. And a little bit left of this offseason program, then there's a break, and then it is time for training camp. So it'll be here before we know it. So that's kind of that on the quarterback front. Brandon Ayuk had a very impressive practice on Wednesday, and he told us, the media, on Wednesday that he's about to take off. He was asked, you just had a thousand-yard season. Is that not taking off? And he said that's part of it. But he said he is about to take off. And when you look at the trajectory of Brandon Ayuk, I mean, it's really incredible where he is, where he's come, the things that he has gone through, and it's just going to be cool to see him going forward. And of course, he talked about, you know, the chatter very early in the offseason before the 49ers officially picked up the fifth-year option, even though he was very aware of that that was going to happen and what was going on. But he's really matured tremendously on and off the field, and it's going to be cool to see where he can go. Someone who's been impressive thus far in that young wide receiver room, and this is not just my Michigan bias talking here, is wide receiver Ronnie Bell, who has been impressive to Leonard Hankerson, the wide receivers coach. He's been impressive to his teammates, and he's had a really good start to the offseason program. I mean, this is a guy who really was such a big part of the Michigan offense, had an ACL injury, been coming back from that, had some very big plays this past season, but just continuing to get better and better. And it looks like, at least at this point, that this could end up being a really big steal for the 49ers in the seventh round. Of course, gotta give you guys my Jake Moody update at the practice we were at. Of course, Jake Moody was 4 for 4 on field goals, and they were field goals. I think his longest one was 53 yards, but I'm going to double check it because I have it written down. Yes, I was correct. So he made 33, 38, 43, and 53. Zane Gonzalez was 3 of 4. He missed from 43. He made 33, 38, 48. But Jake Moody forever, guys. I think we all know how I feel on this. So that's been very fun to watch. Someone else who's been very impressive, a rookie, is the 49ers' third-round draft pick. Their first pick of the 2023 draft is safety Jair Brown. And Brandon Ayuk's been very impressed with him. He said that he's had some interceptions already. There are a couple that he's left on the field, but, you know, he's very excited about him, as are the 49ers. So, you know, this is a team that's pretty well put together, that tweaking here and there, but these young guys coming in, they can only make the team better. So we talked to Chris Forrester, the offensive line coach, about Colt McKivitz, who will be coming in for Mike McGlinchey. And he talked about how it was humbling for Colt McKivitz to be cut by this team, brought back, and that they feel very strongly that he should be, will be at the 49ers right tackle. It is his job to lose. So they are happy with what they have there. He talked about now second year player Spencer Burford, who had a very, very good and surprising rookie season. And, you know, same kind of thing for him. It's his job. So it's going to be interesting on that offensive line, but I take us back to last season at this time. Everybody was concerned about the interior of the line. Really, they played very, very well. I think we'll continue to see that. I think there's a lot of confidence in Colt McKivitz. I think the confidence is justified. And Chris Forrester said, you know, Mike McGlinchey was one of the league's best run blockers. He doesn't know that that's going to be Colton McKivitz's journey, but that he can be a very good run blocker and he could be very good at the position. So we will continue to see that in the coming months. Beyond that, you guys, we are very close, as I said, to this end of the offseason program. Then it's the break, and then it's training camp. So we are that much closer to football. Now, since the offseason program is ending soon, I want to turn our attention a little bit more to the Los Angeles Dodgers, who have a very big weekend series coming up as they host the New York Yankees. So you don't get any more iconic, nostalgic, classic baseball than the Dodgers and the Yankees. Dodgers have been playing well, but the concern, of course, is pitching. Lots of pitching issues. Noah Syndergaard has been, frankly, kind of a disaster for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And we have them playing in many games where they're scoring 10 runs and losing. So that's not great. Bobby Miller has been quite the bright spot, been brought up to the major leagues and has pitched really, really well in both of his starts. The first start against the Atlanta Braves, then made his Dodger Stadium debut the other night. I was there against the Washington Nationals. But that is an area where the Dodgers are really going to have to work because they need pitching help. Not to mention everybody is hurt, and that's part of the problem as well. Dusty May is hurt now, and people are going on and off the IL. So kind of see how these coming months come out. But I think that trade deadline is definitely going to see some pitching moves for the Dodgers. I would love to give you guys a Cody corner, but our guy Cody Bellinger has been hurt since making that spectacular catch for the Cubs a couple weeks back and tweaking his knee. So that's kind of my Cody corner report for you guys. That's what I got. So I am asking you, the listeners, I want to know what you guys want to hear on the Tracy Sandler Show in the coming months, in the break before training camp. Are there segments you're interested in? Are there more players you want to hear about? Let me know. Tweet at me. My Twitter is at TracyFGSN. I'm on Instagram at Tracy Sandler. We'll be back next week with lots more 49ers coverage. And with that, have a great weekend, you all. And go Dodgers. Sorry. Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at
Menards. When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.